Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to do a topic which a lot of females are dealing with, a lot of the younger females that are looking to settle down and meet somebody. They want to have a family, they want to have kids. And I get this all the time. Why don't these men want to commit? Well, let me just say this, you guys. It's not just the men. There's a lot of women that don't want to commit either, that are caught up in that hookup culture. And they're like, they got that attitude, I'm doing me, I'm doing me, I'm doing me. So this is what's going on. Okay, like I was just listening to the radio the other day, and they had a young female on there, maybe 22 years old, and she's talking about how she's got four or five guys that she's rotating, and she's like, I'm doing me and all of that. Now, that's fine. You know, everybody does their own thing, all right? And what you have today in the dating world is a mishmash of people. You got people that want relationships, and you got people that want hookups, all right? And we're all kind of in the same pool. And we're trying to figure it out, like, who's right for me and who's not right for me? And, you know, are they trying to manipulate me because they just want to use me for sex, or they want to use me for money, or whatever it could be? But what I want to tell you guys is this. First of all, let me tell you something, all right? Yes, there's a lot of men that don't want to commit for a lot of different reasons. First of all, they feel like, you know what? They have more time on their hands. They don't have to worry about the child rearing or my biological clock is ticking or any of that. Not that you should have to worry about that either, because women have children later on in life, all right? Although it's harder, people do it, or women freeze their eggs. So never get married just to get married, okay? Because believe me, you will pay the price. You will end up just getting married to whoever, you know, seems okay. Oh, this one, you know, they want to get married and everything like that. And meanwhile, you marry this person, you're miserable, you have a kid, one or two kids with them. And now it's 10 times harder because you either end up divorced or you separate. And now you're out there dating as a single parent, okay? And take it from me, dating as a single parent is tough, all right? Because it's not just about you, it's about your kids. But that's a whole nother podcast, and that's not what I'm getting into. I want to get into, why don't men want to commit today? Now, I've talked about this 1,000 times. 1,000 times, all right? First of all, there's so much easy sex out there, all right? Years ago, people got married because, you know what? They wanted, you know, in-house sex, we'll call it, all right? Or in-house pussy. And, you know, that was the thing to do. And that's what society was doing and everything like that. Today, everything's free. Everybody does what they want, yada, 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 right? So with all this sex that's abundant, you got to say to yourself, why would they want to commit to one woman? Especially not all. And remember when I tell you this, this is not all men, all right? Not all, but a lot. You know, they like variety. They like variety. They like to have fun. I've heard from a lot of men that they don't want to commit because they're afraid of losing their finances and having to pay child support and all of that. Okay. That's not what they're looking for. Now, today, it's a whole nother thing because you have so many single, independent, successful women out there in the world making their own money, okay? So for anybody to say, you know, I don't want to get married because I'll be paying child support the rest of my life. No, you won't, because I know plenty of women that are very successful that are paying child support to a lot of their ex-husbands, all right? So anybody who says that is, you know, they don't know where it's at today, because that's not the situation that's going on today, since so many people are career-based and career-oriented and making their own money today. You know, it's not like, you know, you got married and the husband's the primary breadwinner and everything like that. Today, the women are pulling their weight. So when you get divorced or something like that, who's ever the financial partner who's making more money will have to pay the larger amount to the other person when it comes to child support and all of that. Okay, but I'm not getting into all of this. What I'm getting into is why don't men want to commit to relationships? Okay, now one of the most important things I always say to somebody is you've got to look at who you're dealing with. All right, you've got to look at what type of guy you're dealing with, because there's all different types of men in this world. All right, there's men that are very much family oriented. There's some men that can't wait to get married and have a family and have a child that they could take out and do sports with and all that kind of thing. And then you have these other guys that feel like, you know what, I could wait till later on. I could wait till I'm in my 40s and I could go marry a nice 20-year-old or something like that. And you have that as well. And it's hard because you're out there and you're saying to yourself, well, you know, I want to settle down, and I meet one guy after another and they don't want to commit. They just want to string me along and all of that. Well, first of all, don't let anybody string you along. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times, you guys. Do not let anybody string you along. If they're not progressing to the next step, then you got to open your mouth and say something and be like, listen, is this relationship, you know, where are we moving with this? And if they say, well, you know, I need to take my time, or, you know, what's the rush? Okay. Or, we've only been going out 3 years. Okay. After about 2 years of dating, all right, there should be a formal commitment. If you're not getting a formal commitment, then you're wasting your time. I wouldn't give somebody more than 2 years. All right. 2 years is substantial to get to know somebody. And if somebody can't commit to you after 2 years, then guess what? They're not all into you. Because let me tell you something. When you deal with people, you know, when a guy is serious and he really likes you and he's looking at you as something serious, he moves like a tidal wave coming at you. Believe me when I tell you, he moves like a tidal wave, because they know right away if they want you, like if you're wifey or you're not wifey. They know right away. Believe me when I tell you, okay? Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people that have dated, maybe 2 years, 3 years, and, you know, the woman puts his back against the wall and he feels like, you know, all right, he gets married because he feels he's going to lose her and everything like that. You know, you do have some guys that are lazy about that, and you got to kind of put a fire under them. But if you're dealing with somebody, you have to understand this. You know, you should not have to beg anybody to want to commit to you. Period, dot, end of story. You do not beg anybody. And this is what I preach in, like, almost all my podcasts. It's about your own self-respect, your own self-worth, okay? Like, you've got to think highly of yourself. And all that comes into working on yourself, making sure that you feel good, you look good, you're taking care of yourself, and you've got that attitude like, you know what? They're lucky to have me. They're lucky to have me. Plus, I'm a good-hearted person, and I'm a loyal person, and I have a good heart and everything like that. You know, if you're going to question whether you want to commit to me, then who needs you? Who needs you? Guess what? There'll be another one around the corner that wants me. You know, bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right? Because here, the reason that I'm saying this, you guys, is because, you know, as you date somebody or you get married to somebody, all right, the level of attraction is going to kind of turn around and you become more like best friends and companions, all right? Or, you know, your level of attraction with each other is going to kind of decrease because you're around each other so much. You get used to each other. A lot of people get bored with each other. So you've got to have that glue where that person looks at you and says, you know what? you know, you complete me. You complete me, all right? You give me my peace. You give me my strength, okay? And the reason that I'm saying this is I'm speaking from my own personal experience, okay? The relationship that I'm in, we complete each other. That's why I know what I'm talking about. I complete something for him and he completes something for me. And that's why we work well together. We have our battles. We definitely have our battles because he's a big time alpha male, and I'm an alpha female too. So, you know, we do knock heads and stuff like that, but we have an overall love and respect for each other. Okay. And, you know, he came on like a tidal wave, and most of the relationships that I have been in that, you know, were serious relationships, they moved like a tidal wave where the person really wanted to be with you, okay? Not that you just, you float around. If you're with somebody that you're floating around with, what I mean by floating around is they could take or leave seeing you, all right? They could take or leave calling you or anything like that. Guess what? They're not all into you, or they have other things going on, or they're not looking for something serious. You've got somebody who's got one leg in, all right? You want somebody who's got both legs in. So, you know, they are out there. They are out there, because I will tell you from my own personal experience, I was at a point, you know, I was a single parent, divorced, kids, have special need child. And, you know, I was saying to myself, you know, what hope is there? Okay. What hope is there? And there is hope, you guys, there is hope. You just never know. You know, it's like my man said to me, you got to podcast these women. You got to tell them that there are good guys out here and we are looking for good women. And you have to give these guys a chance and everything like that. And you don't know where you're going to meet somebody. All right. You just don't know where you're going to meet somebody. And I'm going to be podcasting on my story. You know, I'll be doing that in the future and talking about, you know, how my man came from left field and I didn't even see him coming. And I was at a point in my life where honestly, I really didn't think I was going to get into another serious relationship. Because I saw what was going on. I saw all the hookup culture. I saw that people weren't serious. I saw the games being played. I saw that the dating apps were a joke and everything like that. I mean, like that most of the people on the dating apps weren't there looking for relationships. There was a lot of scammers and people playing game and everything like that. But there are people out there that really want to meet somebody. I see them in the groups. I see them in the groups. And it's not just the women. It's the guys, you guys. There's a lot of nice guys out there that are going through the same thing that you are going through. And see, this is something that I never realized when I was dating and everything, because I always thought it was, you know, oh, all the men, all they want is sex and this and that. You know, they don't want a nice girl. But believe it or not, there's a lot of dudes out there that are going through the same thing, that are meeting women that are playing game on them now. So now it's a cycle. Now it's going around in a circle. And now you have a lot of people out there that are disgusted, that can't meet somebody, that are like all into themselves and saying to themselves, you know what? I'm just going to live for me. I'm just going to live for me. Now, let me just tell you this business, okay? This whole business of living for you, living for you, living for you is great. But you've got to think about something. You're not going to be 22 years old the rest of your life, okay? You're going to get older. You're going to fall into a pattern. And you may get to a point where you need that companionship, where you want to know that you have somebody who actually cares about you. That somebody who could, you know, have your back. And especially if you have children. Especially if you have children, you want somebody who's also, you know, understands about that and, you know, can help you out and stuff like that. And if somebody really loves you, they're going to accept your children. Okay. So that's one of the things you have to understand. They are out there. So instead of dealing with these guys that are players that aren't looking for something serious, the minute you see those red flags, in other words, they're making excuses why they can't see you. They're not seeing you consistently. They're talking to you on a phone for an app for they're talking to you, you know, for a month or two, and they're not making plans. That's usually because they got somebody, by the way. If you're talking to somebody for a long time and they're not moving forward to making plans to see you, ding, 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 okay? They've got somebody, you guys. 9 times out of 10, they've got somebody, all right? And the same thing goes with long-distance relationships. If you're in a long-distance relationship and you're talking to somebody and, you know, you're talking for a while, maybe you're talking of, you know, maybe 3 months, 4 months, whatever. And that person is not looking to move forward, to make plans to come and see you. All right. Or you go see them, however you want to work it out. Then they may have somebody. A lot of times they do. And a lot of times these people in the long distance relationships pretend that they're single and they have somebody, they have a situationship somewhere, they have an ex somewhere that they're having sex with or something along those lines. So if they're not progressing, they're not making plans to see you within a reasonable amount of time, then you got to say to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to go anywhere with this. This is not something that's going to take me anywhere. If you're dealing with somebody that you've been dating for a few years and they're not committing to you, or they're saying, well, you know, why do we need to commit, you know, and everything like that, you know, things are going well the way they are now. No, it's not the same thing. When you commit to somebody or you get married to somebody, it's completely different than living with somebody. It's different around the board, okay? Even financially, because if you break up or whatever, it's going to change things. And also, if they can't make that step to commit to you, okay, then you got to say to yourself, they're not all into me. Because if somebody's all into you, they'll have no problem committing to you because they're not going to want to see you with somebody else, all right? But you know what your problem is? Your problem is you're too convenient for them. You're too convenient. You're making it too easy, or you're sitting around waiting because you're afraid to say something. You know, you're afraid that, you know, they may get disgusted and leave you or something. No, you got to let these people know, you know, if you're unsure, then you know what? Maybe we're not meant to be, all right? I don't want somebody who's unsure whether you're going to commit to me, all right? I'll go find somebody who is sure. And this is the kind of attitude you need, all right? Because you're letting that person know that you respect yourself, all right? You're letting that person know you respect yourself, that you're not a doormat that's just going to hang around, all right? And this is where I get into my, you know, when I talk about self-worth, self-respect. And what does that mean? That means that you're not going to have somebody waste your time. All right. I said it before. I'll say it 3,001 times in the future. Time and your health are probably the two most valuable things in life. Okay. Besides if you have children and all that. But what I'm telling you is your time is everything. Your time is everything. Man, you guys, you don't even realize when you're young. You're just floating around, you know, doing whatever you're doing. And those years go fast. Take it from me. Those years go fast and you will never get them back again. All right. So don't waste them with the wrong people. You guys, if somebody is not making an effort, if somebody's not on the same page as you, if somebody's not, you know, if somebody's giving you excuses like, you know, I got out of a relationship recently, I'm not looking for anything serious or whatever, but maybe in the future, say to yourself, ding, ding. Okay, well, you know what? In the future, hit me up because right now I'm not rolling the dice with you because I could be wasting my. So basically, we are not on the same page. We are not on the same page. All right. Now, I don't care what comes out of people's mouths, because people lie all the time and say they want a commitment and they really don't, or they say, we'll see what happens, and all of that nonsense, whatever. You're going to go by somebody's actions. That's I get into this with my man all the time, okay? All the time. He and I go back and forth on this. And I said to him, I said, you know what? It's not about what comes out of your mouth. It's about your behavior. Your behavior, we talk about relationships and everything like that. Somebody's behavior tells you what they are, okay? And tells you where you're going with somebody. What is their behavior? And where is this going to take me down the road? Okay. And what kind of behaviors am I talking about? Behaviors such as being consistent, getting on the phone, seeing me consistently, having no problem posting me on social media, having no problems putting in a relationship or playing games with that. I've talked about that in prior podcasts, so I'm not going to get into it now, you guys. But this podcast was originally about why men don't want to commit. Well, the whole point is, yeah, there's a lot of men that don't want to commit because there's so much sex out there, and a lot of them just want their freedom and everything. They don't want to be tied down to a relationship, or some don't even want families and kids or something like that. But for whatever it is, or for whatever it isn't, there are still men that do want to commit. There are still men that want to find somebody special in their life. And the key, ding, ding, okay, the key is to find those dudes, all right? And they are out there, and, you know, they're not, you know, they're not guys that you even think about. Like, a lot of women sit there and they say, well, the guys that do want relationships, they're really nerdy, or they're not my type. I always like, you know, the player type and this and that, okay? Let me tell you something, you guys. I know personally a bunch of guys that you would look at and you would say to yourself, they look like the biggest players. They look like the biggest players, okay? Because, you know, they're very good looking, you know, they're fine as hell, all right? And you would say to yourself, there's no way these dudes are like looking for relationships or commitment. But believe me when I tell you, they are out there. They may not be in abundance, but they are out there. And one of them is my man. I could say that. You would never think he's a relationship type of guy, but he is. My other friend who was in a long distance relationship, who I never thought would get married, is a relationship type of dude, good looking guy. And, you know, very committed to his wife. Okay. Not a cheater, none of that. And there's a few other dudes I know as well. All right. So don't think like, you know, there's no men out there that won't commit, that are, you know, that they're all these guys that don't want to commit are the ones that are, you know, Mr. Fine and Mr. Super good looking and everything. No, they're out there, but you got to put yourself in the right places. You got to be around the right people, and, you know, and you don't waste your time with the clowns and the zeros and the ones that are only bringing up sex to you and sexual innuendos and do you got a pic? Can you send me a pic? None of those, okay? Those are your zeros, all right? That are looking at you like a piece of meat. That's not your target, you guys. So, I mean, if you're finding guys that won't commit, then guess what? You're aiming at the wrong guy. You gotta be focused, and you gotta go for the guys that do want that. And a lot of those guys are guys that, you know, they're principal type of dudes. All right. When I say principal type of dudes, in other words, they're men that know what it is to be in a relationship. Okay. There's somebody that has morals and values, a lot of them, and they want the same thing back from a woman. And a lot of them have dealt with the nonsense out there as well, okay? So, you know, be nice to people, see what they're about. Go listen to your cutoff game's got to be fierce, because I get into all that about cutting out the bad out there, weeding out, you know, people that waste your time and all that, and focus in on trying to meet people in other venues and stuff like that, that are serious about meeting somebody. Because like I said, yeah, it's a hookup culture, but guess what? There's still a lot of people that want to meet somebody, and there's a lot of people disgusted that it is just a hookup culture because they do want to meet somebody. They do want somebody in their life. They do want that companionship. They are out there. I am telling you, they are out there. You've got to weed it out and weed these people out, and don't give up hope, all right? So I hope that helps you. If it did, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, you guys, and have a great night. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. If you have a dating or relationship question or you need an opinion on something, go to the link in the bio and ask a question and get a personalized video sent back to you. It's in the Linktree/TheGameExposed. And you could ask a question and get a personalized video confidentially sent to you answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.